It's the busiest week of the year on Martha's Vineyard, and in Oak Bluffs, a sea of tourists pass by in shorts and beach hats. It's a quintessential portrait of an American summer. Nancy Gardella of the Martha's Vineyard Chamber of Commerce explains.
We are facing Circuit Ave, a one-way strip, a conglomeration of shops, restaurant, ice cream places, an arcade, a movie theater.
But this year in particular, this classic portrait of an American vacation is brought to you by foreign students working abroad, J-1 students, here on a summer work travel visa to gain a cultural exchange experience. And throughout the Cape and Islands and up and down Circuit Avenue, these students bus tables, clean hotel rooms, and stock shelves at grocery stores.
As this is the main street of commerce and includes hospitality and dining, J-1s have in some ways this year in particular saved the day.
In the past 2 years, the Trump administration has cut back on the number of H-2B visas, which bring seasonal workers from overseas. Adult workers that many local businesses relied on during the summer season. Employers have turned to J-1 students as a way to fill gaps. Alexandra Milkova, an 18-year-old from Bulgaria, is one of those students. She's a store clerk at the Black Dog in Oak Bluffs and a housekeeper at the Vineyard Harbor Motel. As she folds clothes at the Black Dog, she says her experience has been a rewarding one, but that she would warn other students that it isn't easy.
You do kind of count the days like you're in prison sometimes, but some days it's very nice, and then on some days you're just like, I want to go, I want to leave.
In 1 month, she'll get to travel the country before returning to school in Bulgaria, and she says she can see a light at the end of the tunnel.
When it's at the end and you have all your money and you're going home, you're very happy, so, you know, make it count.
But Gardella of the Chamber of Commerce says just making money isn't the point of the J-1 program, though she recognizes that businesses on the island have to fill a need.
We're out of balance. We don't have our appropriate number of H-2B adult workers. And so we supplement those positions with the J-1 students. So we're compromised. Neither is being able to be fully the experience that it should be.
Further down Circuit Avenue, Erin Tiernan is the owner of Eastaway and Basics clothing stores. Her business hires about a dozen J-1s every year, and she says she tries to provide the cultural aspect of the program too, because she sees how hard J-1s can work.
In general, because my staff is younger, we try to do activities that sort of helps a millennial staff all stay together and be more enthusiastic and energetic about a job. So we do activities where we have a barbecue, a staff hike, a staff paddle night, and that we use those as our cultural exchange activities.
But she worries that a lot of other businesses don't honor the cultural exchange part of the program, and there's no formal oversight to check employers. Irene Scharf, a law professor at the University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth who focuses on immigration law, says the temporary nature of the J-1 visa program can open it up to abuse by employers, especially when businesses are strapped for workers.
It's not surprising that the students on this program have raised issues concerning overwork, underpay, lack of overtime pay, and all kinds of things like that. Because the employers need the workers, they are trying to pay the lowest wage that they can pay.
She says the program's purpose has gotten away from being a cultural exchange, and that's worrisome.
To take this program and now say you have, you know, kind of teenagers, youngsters, able to come for 3, maximum 4 months to work during an intense summer period does not comport with the original intent of the J visa program. It doesn't at all.
Last year, about 4,000 J-1 students came to work on the Cape and 1,000 more on the islands, making the program a significant contributor to the regional economy. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan.